In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Happy New Year to you all. May the Lord bless this year for the church, for all his people, and for all the whole world to be really blessed year. Days are running quickly, and we are about to celebrate the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And our church ordered in the last Sunday of the blessed month of Kiah to put in front of us this chapter this paragraph of chapter 1 from the Gospel of St. Luke, speaking about the birth of John the Baptist. Of course, it is a wisdom, divine wisdom from the Church, guided by the Holy Spirit, to put this paragraph, because all of us know that John the Baptist is the forerunner, is the prophet who came to prepare the way for our Lord Jesus Christ, to prepare the way for our Lord Jesus Christ and to turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord of Israel, to the Lord their God, as the angel said to his father. Now, this fourth Sunday, as we heard about the birth of John the Baptist, the forerunner, and I will speak to you about certain points. Three great points that characterized John the Baptist, and three great witnesses our Lord Jesus Christ spoke about John the Baptist. Three great points characterize John the Baptist. First of them, or number one, is that John the Baptist is the only one. There are more than one prophecy about him. All of us know that there are many prophecies and many symbols about our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is normal, because the main message, the main job of all the prophets, the main job of all the prophets, not, I will not say from Moses, but before Moses, from the first book in the Holy Scripture, in the book of Genesis, the main job is to speak about the coming Messiah. The main message for all the prophets, Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, all the prophets, the main message of them is to speak about the coming Messiah, about our Lord Jesus Christ, that it is said in the book of Revelation that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So it is normal to get so many prophecies speaking about our Lord Jesus Christ, about or concerning his nativity, concerning his attributes, his character, passion, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension to heaven. All the prophets, the main job for them is to speak and to prophesize about our Lord Jesus Christ. The second person who the prophets spoke about is the Mother of God. The Mother of God. Our Lady, the Lady of us all, Saint Mary. There are also many prophecies and many symbols concerning our Lady, Saint Mary. And I know that all of you know this prophecy by heart. Behold, the Virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. This is a very famous prophecy said by the prophet Isaiah in chapter 7. Not only this, but we have so and so many symbols about Virgin Mary, about Our Lady, the Lady of us all. The second tabernacle, the burning bush, all of this we meet in the Holy Scriptures. The burning bush, the ark of wood overlaid with gold, the lampstand made of pure gold, the censer made of pure gold, the rod of Aaron, all these are symbols. And the golden vessel containing the manna, and so many symbols speaking about Saint Mary, because she is the Mother of God. But no body, we can say that there is a prophecy for him, except John the Baptist. He is the only one we find some prophecies concerning him. This is one great point in this, or concerning this great man. I will say two prophecies about him, in order to detect how great is this man, how great is this prophet, that there are some prophecies speaking about John the Baptist. I said to you, it is normal to find some prophecies speaking about our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the main job of all prophets, and also the Mother of God, Saint Mary. But how about it? To find some prophet speaking about somebody. This is John the Baptist. And we find it in the book of Malachi. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. The Lord say by himself, I send my messenger. Pointing to John the Baptist, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. How can we know? How can we to be sure that this prophecy is for John the Baptist? Our Lord Jesus Christ himself, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11 and verse 10, confirm and to clarify and verify that this prophecy was written for John the Baptist. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself said, "For this is he of whom it is written, for this is he of whom is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way before you." This to confirm by our Lord Jesus Christ himself that this prophecy concerning John the Baptist. This is the first one. The second prophecy, which I would like to say to you and all of you know by heart, it is written, and all of you know that it is written in the beginning of the Gospel of Mark. But many of you don't know that this is, or this was written in the book of Isaiah, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. The voice, صوت صارخ في البرية, الآية المشهورة اللي احنا عارفينها, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. These are two prophecies written in the Old Testament concerning John the Baptist. This to confirm how this prophet is great, because as I told you, the main job is to prophesy about our Lord Jesus Christ and Saint Mary, because she is the mother of God. How then to find two prophecies speaking about John the Baptist, and one of them our Lord Jesus Christest confirmed by himself? This is the first point, characterize John the Baptist. The second point is that he is the only man, he is the only human among the whole human being who was filled by the Holy Spirit while he was in the womb of his mother. Nobody else, no one. And it is said by the angel, while he was speaking to Zechariah, his father, and said to him, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. The only man, the only human being who was filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And it is amazing to know that although the angel Gabriel said to Zechariah that John will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb, that 1 month, the second month, the third month, the fourth, the fifth, the 6 months, he was not filled with the Holy Spirit. 6 months passed, and John the Baptist was not filled by the Holy Spirit. You know why? Because he was waiting for the blessed visit of Saint Mary. He was waiting for this blessed visit. When Saint Mary visited Elizabeth, and it happened as Elizabeth said by herself, it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby lived in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. The baby lived in her womb for joy and was filled by the Holy Spirit. My beloved, I know, and all of you know, that there is a small or young youth called David. This young youth who called David, the Holy Spirit came upon him while he was still young. While he was still young youth. It is written that Samuel took the horn of the oil and anointed David, the youngest of his brothers. Anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Yes, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David, the young youth, but not while he was in his mother's womb. Yes, when he was still young. The only case in which the Holy Spirit came and fell upon a human being while he was still in his mother's womb is John the Baptist. But I will say to you another thing. Saint Paul himself was separated by God, was chosen by God while he was in his mother's womb. He was separated. He was chosen for the service, for the ministry. But he did not receive the Holy Spirit. He was not filled with the Holy Spirit until he accepted our Lord Jesus Christ when he grew up and met our Lord Jesus Christ at the gate of the city of Damascus. He said by himself, when it pleased God, St. Paul say, it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb. He separated him from his mother's womb. Yes. And called me through his grace, da'ani bina'metu, to reveal his son in me. Great things written about St. Paul. He was separated by God from his mother's womb and was called through the grace of God. But he was not filled with the Holy Spirit when he was in his mother's womb. Another example. There is a prophet called Jeremiah. Jeremiah was known by God while he was in his mother's womb. He was not only known, but he was also sanctified. But this is to choose him as a prophet and not to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It is said in the first chapter of the book of Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I sanctified you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. Yes, it is said for Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nation. This is to be ordained as a prophet to the nation. But no one, neither Jeremiah, nor St. Paul, nor anybody else was filled with the Holy Spirit, even in his mother's womb as John the Baptist. This is the second point characterized John the Baptist. The first is he was the only, after our Lord Jesus Christ and Saint Mary, the only man to find prophecies speaking about him. This is one point. The other point, he is the only man, the only human being to be filled with the Holy Spirit while he was in his mother's womb. The third point, Sometimes we find somebody, be glad and rejoice because they have been baptized. They have been baptized by Bishop Fulan or by Metropolitan Fulan. And it will be amazing to find somebody who will say to you, I was baptized by His Holiness Pope Shenouda. It's a very great event. I say to you, how to find somebody who is baptized not by His Holiness Pope Shenouda, but by Jesus Christ Himself. Oh, it's amazing. I will go further. How interesting and how amazing is to find someone who baptizes our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the most important point, or one of the 3 points which I mentioned, that John baptized the Word of God, baptized the incarnate God. I say baptized, not be baptized by Him. That's why it was a very critical situation for John the Baptist. And that's why we call him John the Baptist. Yes. Yes, he is a prophet. Yes, he is a prophet. But so what? We have so many prophets. We have Isaiah, Zechariah, Jeremiah, Jonah, Malachi. Also, we have one, we call him Archiprophetes, Rais Anbiya, which is Moses. So many prophets. So when we say about John, he is a prophet, he will be one prophet among so many prophets. Yes. He is a messenger. He is an angel. But also we have so many, many angels. But we have innumerable hosts of heavenly power. We have thousands and thousands of angels. Yes, John is prophet. John is an angel. But as a prophet, we have so many prophets. As an angel, we have so many angels. Yes, John is martyr, shaheed. But also we have so many martyrs. Along the history of our church, we have so many martyrs. The unique thing which characterizes John is that he is the Baptist. He baptized our Lord Jesus Christ. So, now I mentioned to you three great characteristics. 3 great points characterize John the Baptist. So many, or more than prophets prophesize about him. The second point is that he is the only human being to be filled with the Holy Spirit while he was in the womb of his mother. The third point, which I mentioned just now, is that he was not baptized by Jesus Christ, but he baptized him. That is why we call him John the Baptist. What about the 3 witnesses that John the Baptist got from our Lord Jesus Christ himself. The first amazing witness, the first amazing and interesting one of them, from our Lord Jesus Christ himself. And all of you know this. This is a great witness. Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of the woman, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. This is an amazing, interesting witness that John the Baptist is the greatest among those who has been born from the woman. This is the first one. The second testimony about John the Baptist, also from our Lord Jesus Christ. He said about him, he was the burning and shining lamb shining in the darkness. But there is a very important point which I would like to mention to you. A lamb, just lamb, and they rejoiced in his light for a time. And this is to differentiate between John the Baptist as a lamb and our Lord Jesus Christ as the true light. And it is written in the Gospel of John, he was not the true light. He was not the true light. Or he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. This is another witness from our Lord Jesus Christ about John the Baptist. The first one, he is the greater among those who was born of the woman. The second point, that he was a burning and shining lamb. The third witness that our Lord Jesus Christ spoke about John the Baptist, and all of you, I will tell you that there is a prophecy about amazing thing, and this prophecy was well known, that Elijah should come before our Lord Jesus Christ, before his coming. Not only before his second coming, but also before his first coming. Elijah must come not only before the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also before the first coming. Why? How? It is said in the book of Malachi, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Can I say to you, amazing surprise, that our Lord Jesus Christ himself bear witness that John the Baptist was the coming Elijah. It is written in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 17. It is said, and please concentrate with me, it is written that, and his disciples, the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, asked him, saying, why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? They are asking our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus answered and said to them, indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things. Our Lord Jesus Christ confirmed what was well known, that Elijah should come. But our Lord Jesus Christ confirmed this. Indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has come already. Elijah has come already. And they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Please listen to this comment. Then his disciples understood that he spoke to them about John the Baptist. This is in chapter 17 of the Gospel of Matthew. Another poem to confirm this. In chapter 11 in the Gospel of Matthew, it is written that our Lord Jesus Christ himself, if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. How amazing is this personality? We mentioned now three points characterize him among the whole human being. And we mentioned three great witnesses by our Lord Jesus Christ about him. At last, what is said about John the Baptist? That he will, or as the angel spoke to Zechariah, you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. Please listen to this. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. And in the gospel of today, in the chapter of today, her neighbors and relatives rejoiced with her. Now John the Baptist caused joy and gladness. What about you? What about me? Are you a cause of gladness and joy to your relative and your neighbors? Or you are a source of troubles and problems to your neighbors and to your relatives? I hope in the beginning of this year, all of you to be like John the Baptist. He was a source of joy and gladness, and so many were rejoiced by his birth. I would like each one of you to be a source of joy and gladness and hope. Give hope to everyone. Please, don't be a cause or a source of troubles or problems. This year, make it blessed year in your life, special year in your life, to be a source of joy, gladness, and God bless you all. Glory be to God forever. Amen.